Your rectum is full of feces.
Sweet rectum.
And feces are loaded with bacteria. Why do you think it smells so bad? Because it's rotting. And so feces are loaded with bacteria. And then you have anal sex. Then you go there, though, to oral sex, and you're putting feces in your mouth.
I want to taste that proud rule.
We will. Eat that poo-poo. Eat that poo-poo.
I want to change my role.
Eat that poo-poo. Eat that poo-poo.
Well, I'll just poop on a plate and put some ketchup on it and make you eat it. And I thought to myself, well, at least, if I have to, he's going to make me eat that poop. Then I'll just put 5 pounds of sugar on it and try to spice it up.
We will. Eat that poop-poo.
Poop everywhere.
Eat that poop-poo.
Oh, yeah, man. A little ketchup. Man, that probably tastes pretty good.
Eat that poop-poo. Eat that poop-poo.
The other person is poo-pooing, and this one is eating the poo-poo all over the place.
Poop everywhere.
Huh? We will eat the poo-poo.
Suck the other person's rectum.
And so first thing,
eat the poo-poo.
Poo-poo comes out.
Now I gotta shit. Eat the poo-poo.
Eating feces.
Delicious.
Fish grease.
You know what a prolapse is.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Just drink. Grab your tongue. Get all over your face, baby.
That sounds sick.
Full bloom AIDS.
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
Oh, man.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got love in my tummy.
Eat my God.
All right, hey, freaks. Dementon back here with you one time before we end the week. It's a long weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend. I think you guys know what I'll be doing. Sitting on my fat ass watching television. Netflix, specifically. New Arrested Development. I wish there was some way that I could watch the show with you. Someone needs to come up with a good social way of watching television together. I don't want it to be intrusive, though, because I'm going to be vegging out watching the show. I don't know what I want. It would be fun to watch it with you guys, though. If anyone's in Columbus and want to come over and watch Arrested Development with me, you can. Listen, I have a lot of great stuff to share with you. You all know the website Bad Dragon, right? We've talked about it many times on the show. Some of you listeners have sent me some of the Bad Dragon cum lube, or whatever the fuck that's called. Yeah, some of the bad... So Bad Dragon is a manufacturer of dildos, specifically fantasy/sci-fi dildos. So, you know, if you've ever wanted to be fucked by a dragon, this is the website you want to check out. They've got all sorts of different, pink and blue dildos that are shaped, you know, what you'd think a dragon's cock would be like, all scaly and shit like that. And some of them have action pumps. I don't know if that's the exact name of the feature, but basically you load up this stuff called cum lube, and the dragon dildo can shoot out jizz. It's fantastic. So, yeah, a couple of you listeners sent me a bunch of that stuff, and I had fun with that in some videos I produced many years ago. But there's a forum on Bad Dragon where people can talk about, you know, dildos they would like to see, how they're using their Bad Dragon dildos, fantasy, erotic fiction, all sorts of great stuff. And someone has collected some of their favorite forum posts from Bad Dragon. I'd like to read them to you now. First up, Rainwalk34 says, "We've got pussies galore, but how about a nice hot stallion asshole to fuck? I know I'd buy it." Yeah, they do different animals. Not just dragons, but you know, stallion asses. Any animal you can think of, people have been requesting toys, I think. Like, here's one. New cat toy idea. Okay, I've been looking and looking through this website and every other website like this, and I'm getting... Are there many websites like Bad Dragon? Really? I'm getting sadder and sadder as I go. There's not many cat toys here. Now, you know when I say cat toys, I'm not referring to like a little stuffed bird full of catnip or something. No, this is like, you know, cat cocks. This guy wants a cat cock dildo. The cat toys that you guys have in production are worth looking at, but I've been seriously searching for those delicious barbs. While it isn't completely anatomically correct, I would love, love to see a feral cat phallus with fleshy barbs running the entire length of it. Very specific request. Then we've got some inventors. All right, how about a dildo cam? Simply, my idea is a Bad Dragon dildo with an insertable webcam. You can record video and audio of any orifice you can stick into it. Or as that girl pronounced it yesterday, orifices. You can record video and audio. It has a 5-foot USB cable, a vibrator function, suction cup, and is waterproof. And then he actually draws a diagram. Like, there's a whole thing. There's even, you know, it's night vision webcam. Because, you know, it's going to some very dark places. Interesting idea. If you want to read more, check out the forums over there at bad-dragon.com. Moving on now. Got a clip here of a very obnoxious young child.
Yes, tastes so good. Yo, get the fuck out of my way. Are you seriously eating banana chips and fucking drinking ketchup? Get the fuck out of here, dude. Oh. What you need to do, pick your lazy ass up, go to the store, and get hot Cheetos. And buy like 6 of these and just drink the fuck out of it. I drink like 5 of these. And this is my last one. 6, and I eat these.
Well, he's holding up, of course, the hot Cheetos, like you mentioned, and then some sort of Starbucks Frappuccino drink.
Yes, I'll eat this motherfucker in the damn center. Damn, that shit good. So you need to go to the fucking store and get them. Ugh. This drink tastes gooder than a bitch. But how the fuck do
That's right. This shit tastes gooder than a bitch. I'm going to start using that line. His voice is very familiar. I think I know his sister.
Hey, what up, y'all? This your girl, Lil J. And this little girl right here is getting belt body. So if you got anything to say to me, you can say it to my motherfucking face or hit me up on my motherfucking MySpace.
They sound alike, don't they? All right, they've got to be related. They just have
to be. I'm going to fucking drink ketchup. Yeah. So leave in the comments what's better, banana chips or hot Cheetos, ketchup, or this motherfucker right here. So, bitch, you better go get your lazy ass to the store and not buy these motherfuckers. So, you motherfucker, getting your ass whooped.
Well, he's punching a pillow
bitch,
now.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fine, I know when I'm not wanted. Moving on, here is a clip of a guy filming another dude going apeshit at a 7-Eleven. Apparently he's high on PCP.
Walking to the store, boy, shrimp die tripping.
Yeah, they're black.
Finna get ready to see some crazy shit go down. YouTube, we in this bitch. We in this bitch, YouTube.
Man, nigga.
All right, so the guy's filming from outside, but he's looking inside of the store, and this some guy is just tearing up all of the aisles.
He's going down.
Hey, this nigga fucking up all that shit.
I'm really just playing this for the commentary.
This nigga phone is this thing.
YouTube.
This nigga don't give a fuck. This nigga demolishing shit. That's that hood.
Uh oh, he's coming out. Here he comes.
What's up, guys? You have my phone?
You have my phone? I don't know you. What is the correct response? If you're dealing with someone who's on PCP, he's got, you know, superhuman strength at this point, nothing can hurt him. And he asks you a question directly, like, where's my phone? Do you have my phone? How do you respond to that without getting killed?
Where are you? All right. Sit down. Hey. Where my mama? Hey. Where my mama?
He just wants to know where his mama at.
Where my mama? Hey. Where my mama?
Oh, and he's on the ground. Baby goes to sleep. That's it. Right?
Real. That's what I'm saying. He's been passing out all fucking day, bro.
Well, he's up again.
Oh, bitch ass dude.
Yeah, let him know.
What's up, cuz?
Gangster. Real. Real.
What's up? Watch out, boy.
Real.
Watch out, cuz.
Uh-oh. I think the guy on PCP is, like, punching the dude with the camera. There's a little skirmish going on. The rest of the video is more visual in nature. The guy on PCP pretty much strips down completely naked and just runs around town. All right, I got a clip here of a small Asian girl, and she's going to rattle off one of her pet peeves.
Can we just talk about how disgusting...
We can talk about whatever you want. This is your video. This is your YouTube channel. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Can we just talk about how disgusting it is to walk into the washroom, and then there's a freaking bomb full of shit just exploded in the stall?
People that make videos like this, I just feel like they've run out of things to talk about. Everyone knows it's gross. Yeah, it's gross. Everyone agrees with you and how gross that is. That's like saying, you know what I don't like to eat? When fucking restaurants serve sautéed maggots in a cigarette butt rub. With creamy shit sauce poured all over it. Can we just talk about that for a moment? Well, we don't really have to because everyone agrees. It's just disgusting.
Why can't people flush their shit? I don't understand. How hard can it be? Just flush it. If you can't flush your shit, hold your shit in.
All right.
Don't release it if you're not going to be responsible for it.
She's got some very controversial views here.
Damn. This incident happens a lot at school, at school's washroom, let's say. And I... Why? These are grown-ass girls.
Okay, because people are fucking disgusting, that's why. The end. Finally, before we get into the news... Speaking of shit, this actually complements the last clip quite nicely. We've got a bunch of girls here twerking. Things start off okay.
Put that music on.
I ain't trying to throw this
music. Hey! Hey! Oh, she's here walking.
One girl's turn. Now all the girls are up.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, what did you say? Drop it to the floor.
Damn. This is what we had.
Yes, one of the girls, I think, maybe twerked a little too hard. She had some poop up her butt, and it slid right out once the twerking started. And, yeah, it's all over the place. She's got quite the stain.
Oh, this dude got some dookie on her! Uh-uh, you nasty!
Now, what's great is she doesn't want the camera or any of the people to see her, you know, shit pants anymore. The shit stains on the back of her pants. So she sits down on the floor and she starts scooting backwards, kind of like how a dog does it.
This dude got some dookie on her! Uh-uh, you nasty! You nasty! Let's smack! Hold on! Uh-uh! Smack that!
The girl's saying, stop, stop!
Oh, damn, bitch! Get up! Look at you!
Gets slapped in the face by one of the guys, and she runs to the bathroom. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up. It's a great time. It's the weekend. Catch up on all of the morning sicknesses you missed. That's right. I did morning sickness just for Sideshow Freaks this week. Plus, yesterday we did an exclusive show on Tuesday. I did an extended one. Sign up right now. It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. Also, don't forget about our online store where you can purchase T-shirts. We've got a new Distorted View logo T-shirt. Very awesome. Inexpensive cups, mugs. Pens, all that sort of good stuff. Check out jagoo.net for that. There's also a link on distortedview.com. Just click on store, okay? All right. Sorry. I don't know why you're fighting me on this. All right, yes, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, have you guys ever taken one of those bus tours? You know, I think they're popular in, like, Los Angeles and stuff. You get on a bus, and then someone points out, you know, movie studios and famous people's houses and shit like that. Well, there's one that was set up in the Bronx over there in New York. A Bronx tour company has shut down. Why, you ask? Well, because it's, quote, ghetto gawker tour bus taking people to see soup kitchen lines in public houses sparked a bit of an outrage online. The now-deleted website for Real Bronx Tours offered a ride through a real New York City ghetto, a phrase that caught the attention of the Bronx Tourism Council. That's not going to help things. I was incredibly disturbed by what I saw, said Olga Luz Toredo, the executive director of the Bronx Tourism Council. The sightseeing trips, which cost $45 a person, appealed mostly to white Europeans and Australians. Toronto said she expected a Real Bronx tour to feature stops at sites like the Bronx Zoo or maybe the New York Botanical Gardens, but was dismayed when a staffer went on a tour incognito and discovered its true nature. All right, when the name of the tour is Ghetto Gawkers, you really think they're going to take you to the goddamn zoo? No, no, no. Instead, they went to St. Anne's Church, where the poor lined up for food pantry handouts, and St. Mary's Park, which was a deadly spot when New York suffered under much higher crime rates. Oh, a little history lesson there for you. If it were 1980 and you said to me, Lynn, I want to die, my answer would be, well, you're in the right neighborhood. Local readers were furious and anger began to mount as word spread on social media. For instance, one person tweeted, I cannot form words to express my confusion over the Bronx ghetto tour. Another one said, disgusting. Ghetto tour lets you gawk at New York's poor. Someone else said, new low. Quote, we are more than happy to welcome tours to our community that celebrate the rich culture and history. Well, you know, part of your culture are the sick and homeless. Using the Bronx to sell a so-called ghetto experience to tourists is completely unacceptable, said Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. Although Real Bronx Tours has caved, Bronx residents say they owe the people they exploited an apology. Historical Bronx Tours owner Alexandra Morori or something has a suggestion for those misguided guides. I actually would like to offer a tour to the Real Bronx Tour. Yeah, and give them a real tour of the Bronx. Okay, whatever, shut up. How is showing poor people lined up to receive food pantry handouts not real? It's really happening. They're not paid actors. It's what's really going on in the Bronx. Sure, there's some nice things over there, I guess. There could be both tours. You guys could live peacefully together. All right, second story we have for you today. You know, television overseas is so much better. Last week on the show, was it last week? Maybe it was on Tuesday. I played clips from that documentary that explores Japanese television and how there's that game show where the audience tries to figure out who the virgin is, and then the virgin later gets fucked live on the air. Yeah, her hymen gets broken live on the air. Then they take a paper towel, and they pat it up against her cunt so you can see the blood. Oh, it's fantastic. They have the right idea over there in Asia. Well, now a TV presenter sucks milk straight from the breasts on a shocking TV show. This is a talk show, so it's probably like a daytime program. A Dutch TV show host stunned viewers by sucking milk from a mother's teat on primetime Saturday night. Oh, okay, this is a primetime talk show. Comedian Paul Deleu pounced on the topless mom during the latest episode of his chat show, Langs Deleu, which was dedicated to breastfeeding. Deleu, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. His guests were a group of women who donate spare milk to mothers who struggle to produce it. One volunteer called Wendy invited the star to taste the contents of a bottle she expressed during the show. When the openly gay presenter joked he preferred to drink it straight from the source, she unhooked her boobs from a breast pump and told him, well, if you don't bite, you may try it. The studio audience then watched dumbfounded as Deleu took her up on the offer and sucked milk from both of her breasts. The left one's sweeter than the right. After swallowing down his sample, he joked, I find the second one better tasting. Oh, see, I didn't even read ahead. He made the same joke as me. But I can taste that you've eaten asparagus yesterday. Gross. The stunt has provoked outrage in the Netherlands from critics who branded it disgusting. Viewers have also taken to Twitter to attack DeLu and the group for allowing the stunt to be aired, but Wendy has defended her action on the social media site, insisting they were for a good cause. So, there you go. Finally today, we've got a story from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Totally. You may have heard about this one. Police arrested a Florida man on first-degree murder charges on Tuesday after he reportedly pocket-dialed 911 and revealed his murder plot on a recorded phone line. One more reason you should get a smartphone. You have to slide to unlock or know a combination or something. For good Christ, you're selling drugs and trying to murder someone for money or something. You should have some cash on hand. All right, I don't know this guy's financial situation. I'm sorry. I shouldn't jump to conclusions. Police arrested a Florida man on first-degree murder charges Tuesday after he reportedly pocket-dialed 911 and revealed his murder plot on a recorded phone line. In the May 5th recording, which the Broward County Sheriff's Office says will not be released. God damn it, why not? Why can they release some calls and not others? Whatever. Resident Scott Simon can be heard allegedly telling someone that he's going to follow another man home and kill him. Minutes later, Nicholas Walker, 33, was shot dead while driving on I-95 South. His car then hit a guardrail and exploded into flames. All Hollywood, all Jerry Bruckheimer-like. The deadly shooting and fire shut down I-95 for 3 hours. Detectives say they believe... if you're going to kill someone... You want to do it so it doesn't raise a lot of attention. You know, you shoot someone and their fucking car explodes. You know, everyone can see and hear what's going on. It's a big fucking production. No. Bullet to the back of the head. That's all you have to do. Duct tape their mouth so they can't scream or anything. You'll be fine. Just do it in a back alley. Detectives say they believe Simon did not pull the trigger on the fatal shot, and they're looking for another suspect who was seen with Simon in surveillance video earlier that night. They do, however, believe Simon coordinated the homicide after fighting with Walker at a nearby Waffle House. Shit always going down at Waffle Houses. It's true. Think about it. You know, Waffle Houses are open 24 hours a day after you go to the club. You go to the Waffle House, right? And shit always goes down at the club. You know, oh my God, did you see that guy? He was looking at my girl. I'm going to fuck, you know, and then they plot. You know, something bad happens at the club. Then they go to Waffle House and they plot murders and shit. Waffle Houses should be shut down. Yeah, I'm going to have the hash browns. I'll have them covered, smothered, strangled, chunked, and murdered. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Freak Hambone here, and I was on your site, jigoo.net, the other day looking for one of those new ass t-shirt things that you've been ramping about, and I saw you were all out of double XL. I mean, you should probably take care of that for us, fat asses that are enjoying the show. Once you have that, I will order one. Thanks.
All right. Well, you might want to check. I think some of the t-shirts I might still have 2XL. Email me directly because I might have one or two in the back. Because, I want to make sure that we don't run out of inventory. And so, sometimes my inventory thing is not counted properly. So I'll look into that, see if there's any 2XLs left. But I don't. There might not be. I didn't order that many.
Hey, Tim. You probably already heard this. If not, you're going to get about a million voicemails and emails in the next few days. Netflix is picking up Arrested Development.
Where the hell have you been? I knew this back in 2012.
I know, that wonderful little show that you love. Apparently they're going to be posting all of the old episodes in addition...
Well, they've had all the old episodes. What is this voicemail from? Good grief.
...to actually filming some new episodes of the series. I didn't exactly get the date. I just saw it flash.
He's absolutely clueless. It's this weekend. They're going to release the new episodes this weekend.
as an advertiser?
There's been so many news stories about it. As a matter of fact, not to keep harping about Arrested Development, but they were saying that Arrested Development is trending. I don't know how to say that. I don't even know what it means, but they said something about how it's trending three times as much as House of Cards. Like, there's been more stuff written, and people are talking about Arrested Development three times as much as they were about this House of Cards, the last thing that Netflix produced. Does that make sense? I don't know what it means, but it sounded good.
I blew it up my Netflix this morning, and I was like, fuck, I'm going to love this.
Of course. So, oh, I'm so excited. Listeners have been emailing me and asking me if I'm excited and if I'm going to take the whole day and just watch every single episode, and I honestly don't know what I'm going to do. It's like Christmas for Timmy Boo.
Hi, this is Sideshow member Heather D. I just have a sex term, well, sort of, for a woman. It's called the zombie, and it's the best ever. You just lie back and get eaten. Da-goo.
Not bad. It's Heather.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah?
Harry Eyeballs here. I'm sorry for calling in so often. I'm sure, like, only 10% of my voicemails are being played, but... I have something to tell you that I can't, I've been calling in for a little while, but I cannot believe that I haven't told you this yet. But actually my dad, my pep, he works for the county.
Pep.
He works.
Are you his chippy?
In probably the best way possible as a listener of Distorted View. He actually, drives the short bus, the retard bus, for our school system.
He should really start bringing an audio recorder and just, helping me out.
In this county.
Tape some of their antics.
I'd love to get you some audio, but I'm afraid, like,
yeah,
that would...
cost him his job.
You know, first thing, I have to go to school.
That could go real bad real quick.
Second, like, if he, had a voice recorder and started recording, I think that would be an invasion of privacy. And,
yeah.
You know, if anybody... that worked for the county higher up above him that listens to the podcast, that they heard that and they knew that he did that, he could be fired. So,
well, you know.
I mean, I guess.
Maybe you can relay some funny stories. If something funny happens on the bus, your dad can tell you, and then you can tell me. You don't have to use names or anything.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Sideshow Freak Colin from Vancouver here. I just heard you talking about the news story about the smallest penis competition. And you could put aside everything that's weird about that. I have an issue with it from a logistical standpoint. Like, it's supposedly this is a annual competition, quote-unquote. How? Like, one would assume that whoever had the smallest penis last year would probably have the smallest penis the year later. So.
Yeah, maybe you can only win it once, and then you can't win it anymore.
So what's the point in it being annual? I mean, unless you're gonna count every, I don't know, newborn baby or something as part of this competition, but yeah, that's just fucking creepy. Anyway, that's all.
All right, you're thinking too hard about this.
Hey, Tim, Paul from St. Paul. Hey, it's called background music for a reason. Turn that shit down, man. Thanks.
Oh, was it too loud? Sometimes I have to edit it at the end of the show, and sometimes I fuck up and I make it too loud, or I forget to lower the background music or something. So I apologize if I fucked up there. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it all God?
This fruit tastes gooder than a bitch.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Don't forget to sign up for the Sideshow. Buy lots of stuff at jagoo.net. And I'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
And then I put...
Hey, ma'am, it's okay.
No, it's not, because I just... midterming because this is a stupid machine. Oh,
God, it's into a life taker, man.
Oh, because it's stupid me letting people use it. Okay, I can't get my computer to print anything but this one stupid paper. I can't find it. I don't know where it is. It's not in my computer. And I can't get my computer to shut down properly.
Okay.
Because it keeps saying there's a print monitor problem. And when and then this thing shows up and it's got all these button bar things on it. And I can't get that to shut down. And when that's on, all it does is continue to print the same paper over and over. And I can't even...
Okay, ma'am.
What?
If you want me to help you, you're going to have to...